at the age of 19. I was young and I was keen. I had a burning ambition to be a folk singer, a dope smoking singer, singing songs that were steeped in tradition. So I bought a guitar, I practiced real hard. I wasn't much good, but I was willing. But to Michigan, a girlfriend came in. She said, "Hey, can you sing any dope?" I said, "Oh no, a thousand times no. I'd rather see my life's blood spilling. I'll do anything, I'll sing 'God Save the King,' but I won't sing any Bob Dylan." After 7 long years, I traveled the road. I had a deep sense of failure, so I thought I would go to where all failures go, and I boarded the boat to Australia. Landing in Sydney, the sun had shone down on a view that was lovely and thrilling. And he spotted my case with a smile on his face. The cousin said, "Hey, can you sing any dope?" I said, "Oh no, a thousand times no. I'd rather see my life's blood spilling. I'll do anything, I'll sing 'God Save the King,' but I won't sing any Bob Dylan." Now the final straw came at a local motel. I had a girl, she was willing. I put my hand up her dress. She said, "I'll say yes, only if you sing Bob Dylan." A lot of times they are a change. It's only on folkies to bash out a chord. If you want to attain the top billing, just bugger good prose, sing through your nose, and you'll sing just like Bob Dylan.